Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hour 2 of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the T1, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. So he says that, Marcos, keep doing what you're doing. Marcos, because he hurt his foot, I am giving him the chance to do games today.
Yeah! Sorry.
That felt bad. Like, that's a bad.
Even though he refuses to do the necessary things to make it better.
Just got
to
walk it off, Leroy.
No, you can't.
No, you literally can't walk right now.
You just got to limp it off, Leroy.
You can't. You need, first of all, you need to create healing with the ice, with, you know, the boot. You got to give it a chance to heal before you can get to the point of walking it off.
Mind over matter.
Are you going to this Grand Prix, Leroy? Are you didn't you say you were thinking about maybe going?
Yeah, I was thinking about it. They have the mini races on Saturday.
The hell's the mini races?
What?
They do shorter races.
Oh, I thought it was like micro wrestling.
No. Dude, let me tell you something.
A little bitty cars.
Let me tell you something.
That'd be great.
That was a terrible experience for me. So we ain't going to talk about that.
Sorry.
One of those little people.
I'm a racist.
But what's his name? Backyard Brawler?
No, Redneck Brawler didn't do that to you. I forget the guy's name.
Call me Vander Holyfield. Because I was the only black person there.
You're probably very giant to him, too.
We definitely didn't. We went into that. We didn't walk out the same.
No.
When we went to micro wrestling.
When we walked out, we go, we never speak of this again.
Now, we spoke about it a lot.
Yeah.
But that being said, it really had to do with.
Changed us.
The little luchador motorboating that woman in the front row too many times.
Can't do that.
I mean, it was like 15 minutes, dude.
He would have been canceled.
The fight stopped. While he was over there, I'm like, dude, what?
Sir, please. There's a match going on.
Kentucky Derby is this weekend. Whoa. Are you more into horse racing or vroom vroom?
If I had my choice, I would watch the horse racing because I can get 12 to 15 races to wager on.
Oh, yeah.
And with the races, it's just a matter of the vibe, you know.
You want the horses' names this year?
Yeah.
Citizen Bull in the one slot.
Oh, I've heard him.
20-1. Neo Equos in the two. He's 30-1. The three, Final Gambit. This is about one of the things I don't like about the Derby is there's 20 horses in the race.
Final Gambit, I've heard of him.
That's 30-1. You got simply Rodriguez, 12-1. Oh, no, scratched. I'm sorry. That's out of the race. No more Rodriguez. You have American Promise, Admire Daytona, Luxor Cafe.
No chance. Reminds me of the Luxor Hotel. Right next to Excott. Nope. That's where we almost literally, Marcos.
Yeah.
We went to the pool, and the Luxor cooked us medium well.
Oh, because it reflects. The sun reflects.
Yes. How hot was it? It was already 115 degrees.
Yeah.
Dade South says, these are just Rockville bands.
Luxor Cafe, I thought that was a place, but Grand Lux Cafe, I think, is what I was thinking of.
That's what I was thinking, too, yeah.
Isn't Grand Lux the same people that own Cheesecake Factory?
Yeah, I think so.
They're tricking us all.
You have in the eight, just the course named Journalism.
Oh! Nope.
It's currently the favorite.
I wouldn't bet a dollar on him.
You have Burnham Square in the nine.
Ah.
10, Grande.
Ooh. I like that one.
20-1 right now, Grande. The 11 is Flying Mohawk.
Dang.
Otherwise known as Burton Anderson.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody said Grande. J-Fix said Grande is Leroy's horse. Why? What are you saying?
You'd fat shame a horse.
I wouldn't fat shame a horse.
What?
You have in the 12 East Avenue. That's kind of boring.
Damn.
13 is Publisher.
Okay, Journalism and Publisher.
Is he related to journalism? Like,
what's going on here?
They might be. I don't know.
They might have the same parents or something.
The 14 at 20-1 is Tiztastic.
Ah, okay.
Tiztastic. 15, Rendered Judgment at 30-1.
Wow.
16, Cole Battle. All right. Not Cole like J. Cole. Cole like, you know, you choo-choo train.
Oh, okay.
17, Sandman.
Oh.
Enter
Sandman. That's good.
It's hard to win from way outside, though.
Oh.
18, four more horses. 18 is Sovereignty.
Boo.
Boo.
19, Chunk of Gold.
Oh, Chunk? Is he big?
Why can't it be a Chunk of Gold? Why it got to be Chunky?
Oh, sorry. Just, you know.
20 at 30-1 is Owen Almighty.
Is if I'm not mistaken, nobody's ever won from the one, right?
I'll find out.
No. Go ahead. Keep going.
And then finally, the last horse who I think replaced the scratch is Baeza.
What would you name your horse, Tobin?
12-1. What would I name my horse?
Why you think of that name? In its storied 150-year history, the starting gate position has...
Take that back. Ready?
What?
17.
17 horses have won?
No. 17 is the pole position that nobody has ever won.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, how many have won? What's the most common
pole
position?
Position 5 has a record with 10 winners.
It's got to be like 4 or 5. All right. Let me see. What
pole? That's American Promise.
Yeah. 5.
Oh, I don't. Does it shift over if somebody scratches? Does somebody shift over?
Winner. That's good. I think so because.
Let's see. The most successful gate is 5. The strong pole position 10, the strongest in the money finish rate. Position 8, quietly gain ground. Position 7, the dreaded draw. Post position 2, high in the money, but long wind drought.
Long wind drought should be the name of the heat. If Mickey Harrison had a horse.
I would name my horse Soliloquy.
-1.
What?
No.
That's a beautiful name.
You should name
minus
your horse
-1. Hop along. No one would bet on him. It's like, this guy, I'm not going to bet on
Hop along. No, you should just, you know what would be cool if you just gave him Amphibian. That should be your horse.
Amphibian is a good horse.
Amphibian's a good horse.
That is a good horse.
They do train in the water. It's actually kind of cool if you ever saw it. Wow.
I was watching a TikTok yesterday of a platypus and learned no stomach.
What? Oh, platypus are one of the craziest animals ever.
No stomach. So at least according to this TikTok. No stomach and has no nipples. Milks out of its armpits.
Crazy, right?
So while we think he's giving a we think the mama's giving the kid a noogie, he's actually feeding him.
Feeding him.
That's right.
Also, they're venomous.
They are venomous. Yep.
Really?
That's fine.
Yeah.
So what? They can hurt humans?
Yeah, I don't think it kill you, but it can like it's gonna hurt.
Yeah.
What if you named what if you named a horse Armpit Milk?
I don't think you're getting a lot of support for that one. I don't know why no one's betting on my horse.
Like, a lot of times you can tell who the mom and dad are based on the name because they all have similar names when they're.
Oh, you're talking about the horses. I thought you were talking about like the owners. Armpit the Milk horse. Does sound like it's coming to Rockville.
Rockville Armpit Milk.
That's great.
That sounds pretty nasty, by the way.
Platypus nipples. Coming to Rockville.
You know somebody's going to say, "Hey, buddy, platypuses don't have nipples." You know somebody's yelling at during their set, right?
I also saw that they're one of the only mammals that lay eggs. These platypuses are crazy.
They lay eggs too?
Yes. And if you put them in a black light, they glow. Platypuses are crazy.
We'll take a break. Back with more for this. All right, welcome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. I tapped in with my father on the Kentucky Derby. And for those who don't know, my father bred thoroughbred racehorses for a very, very long time.
Oh.
Which once got me in trouble because I just grew up around horses having sex and giving birth.
I can see it because now you're an ass.
Good. Good. And he said to go with Bob Baffert's horse. And I was like, wait, wasn't he banned? I thought he was suspended. I thought he had like a lifetime ban. And he said he's back now. But I'm still waiting on which one, because he has two horses and one of them got scratched. Rodriguez was one of his horses and he got scratched. So I'm trying to see if he wants me to stick with Citizen Bull, who is in the one, which we were a little concerned about.
Citizen Bull, the Citizen Bull, who won the Florida Derby?
Oof.
Hold on. Don't worry. I'll go. Keep going. I'll do it.
Anyway, so I'm waiting on an answer on that, on who I should throw a little chili pepper on. Also, by the way, get to this coming up in Tickle My Fancy, but a lot of boxing this weekend starting tonight.
Oh,
so I am going to be locked in on some boxing chili peppers.
Well, I like
but
that.
Yeah, Bob Baffert was banned. He was long-term banned for 3 straight years, and they wouldn't reinstate him basically until he admitted to juicing his horses, which he wasn't doing for years. He was like, I didn't do anything. And until they basically said, come on, dude. You know what you did.
But don't all horses do that?
You ready?
Yeah.
The Florida Derby winner was Tappan Street.
Mm.
Second was Sovereignty.
Mm.
And third was, I can't even say it, Neo Equus.
Spell it.
Neo Equus. Yeah, that's in the two.
Right. So we have two horses. Tappan Street's not even in it, right?
I didn't see Tappan Street, no.
Right. You know.
Tiz-tastic is in it.
Right. You know how that works, right? When the season starts, you have to put up, I think it's $25,000 to be in the pool for the Kentucky Derby and all these big races. And then during the course of the year, you have to get enough points either in the previous year or this year.
Yeah, it's like a
qualify for them. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So there's probably 100, 200 horses before the season starts that puts this money up to run in the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, a lot of nepotism in the Kentucky Derby.
Hmm.
So we got Sovereignty. And we have
Neo Equios?
Neo Equus.
Yeah, which is not Tears a real word, says, by the way.
Tears 86 says Tobin's horse is Secretariat. Schmeath and Schmolnick says, per Google, only two mammals lay eggs, the platypus and Tyler Hero in the playoffs.
Point for Twitcher.
Hey, man, what are we doing? Why do we do that? Like, I get, like, as a fan, the thing that I'm uncomfortable with is you'll have 75 games of history of how a guy has performed all year. He'll average 23, 24 points, 7, 8, you know. So that's all spelled out. If he has one game in the playoffs, we call him a bum because he can't do it in the big games. Is that like, did anybody see what Brunson did last game? He was horrible. Now he bounced back. But that's kind of how this works when you play that many games. You ain't buying it. So you think he's no good in the playoffs?
He hasn't been good in the playoffs. I don't know.
Nobody has for the Heat.
Bam's been good in the playoffs.
Dude, when you lose by 37 and 55, I don't want to hear that.
Okay, but he's been good in the playoffs.
Tyler's been injured too.
Okay, that's also a problem. He's also been very injured in his career.
Not this year.
But I told you about that Zion last year, and you're like, whatever.
Yeah, but Tyler's on this team.
I understand.
I didn't go get Tyler.
I understand. Anyway.
You're going to be so – can I just tell you? If they brought one of these guys in, and those guys are consistent with who they've been, do you realize how mad you're going to be?
I don't think I am going to be mad.
Dude, if Zion's in street clothes, you're going to be mad.
No, I'm not.
Okay. All right. All right. Okay. Marcos.
Yes, sir.
Remember this.
Will do.
All right. So he wants me to mark this?
Yes.
Fine.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Because you're going to say you didn't say it. You're going to say you didn't say it.
I'll say it right now.
Okay, go.
I, Brendan Tobin, won't be mad if Zion Williamson is traded to the Miami Heat and ends up in street clothes for the majority of the season.
You're not going to be mad by that? You're not going to be upset because you're Andrew Wiggins.
Marcos, because he just backed his ass into a corner and what now he's just being petty.
You just asked me to say it. I put it on the record there.
All right.
Put it on the record.
Marcos.
Yeah.
Marcos, you know damn well. He gonna come out guns a blazing.
I mean, look, he's gonna have to settle down on the Astron stuff. I'm more worried. I'm telling you right now, based on this man's last couple years, if you had to rank health, diet, Astron, he doesn't seem to have a handle on this Astron, and he's coming to the Astron capital of the world.
Basically, what you're saying is the priorities get jumbled when he comes here.
That's what I'm worried about more than anything.
Now, here's the other thing. What's more worrisome? Astron or injuries? Because, like, anyone could result in extensive games missed.
That's true. I'm more worried a bit with him, Astron. Because it feels like I saw him come back. He looked like he was in good shape.
He did. He really did. He looked slim. But that could also be just getting your man body. You know, you're less than 20, you're chunky, and as you're getting through the course of your career, it's not that you get in better shape. It's just that you start getting your man body.
Injuries come and go, but Astron is forever.
Hey.
Man. All right, we'll take a break. We'll play a little game we like to call Tickle My Fancy for Leroy on the Sports Weekend Slate. That's next.
Time now to tickle Leroy's fancy.
I got
to
tell you, I was in the rabbit hole looking at platypuses, right?
Strange animal.
The baby ones are cool. They don't have that ridiculous beak.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. They're, you know, totally normal. But you know what they grow into.
Oh, yeah.
Leroy went down a platypus rabbit hole while you were gone.
They're intriguing creatures.
They're very, very intriguing.
What can you do about it, man? That's crazy. That's how they are. It is that time here on a Friday, ladies and germs, to get to Tickle Leroy.
My fancy is tickled.
Leroy, are you ready? All right, first up tonight, the Miami Marlins take on the Athletics. Took your fancy?
No.
Fancy not tickled.
Baseball is one of those things that if I come across it, I watch it, but I'm not going to it. right? And not until the end of the season.
You don't like throwing. Well, that's not true. Because like then at the end of the season, they're going to be super out of it. Like when are you, then you're never going to be into it if you're not.
No, I'll watch baseball.
Just not the Marlins.
If they're out of it, like I'll watch. Like I would be more excited going to a baseball game than sitting in front of my TV and watching a baseball game, because there is nothing in the world that says nap time than sitting on your couch watching a baseball game.
Yeah, that's good. It's just like you in golf, a little Sunday baseball.
Golf.
Slip away.
The thing I like about golf is you could doze off. You don't know how long you doze off. You look at the score. You go, oh, man, what happened? They catch you right up.
Tonight, Leroy, the Golden State Warriors will look to eliminate the Houston Rockets. That's at 9 o'clock tonight.
Early for
Golden State is up 3-2 in the series. Tickle your fancy?
Yep. I know that last game for Houston was an outlier because they're not that good of a scoring team. But what they did to Steph was real. What they did to Steph was real. So
hitting his thumb.
I would be curious to see if they can continue to defend him that way and dare somebody else to beat him.
Yeah, Steph has a what looks to be a very swollen thumb. We know Jimmy's playing with a broke ass. So
he ain't broke.
Hmm? He ain't broke. But that ass is right now. Also tonight, Leroy, at 8 o'clock, game 6 between the Winnipeg Jets and the St. Louis Blues. Tickle your fancy?
Nah, I already know who the Panthers are playing.
Fancy, not tickled.
I would say this. Who's worse? You know this is about the time where Draymond gets kicked out, right?
Yes.
Who do you hate more, Draymond or Dylan Brooks?
Who do I hate more?
Yes. Who's more of a menace?
Oh, I would say Draymond. Draymond's a championship menace.
Okay.
I don't even think it's close. I think like Dylan Brooks tries to be what Draymond is.
Yeah.
So you like he's Draymond's understudy?
Oh, yeah. Like, because Dylan Brooks, like most of the time, this is the truth. Most of the time Dylan Brooks does that, like he's annoying, but it's really blown up in his face badly a lot. Like, remember he did that to LeBron?
Did he blow in LeBron's ear?
No, that was Lance Stephenson.
Yeah. That was Lance Stephenson, who has a one-on-one match coming up with Michael Beasley.
Yes.
For 100K. Who you got?
Beasley.
Yeah, look, I'm not the biggest Beasley fan, but you don't go against Beasley in one-on-one. I definitely got Beasley.
That's what they said.
Right now, if we could deal with Beasley, he could score you 20. Right now. He was just ahead of his time.
No assists, though.
No, that's not what he's there for.
Buckets.
He ain't going to play no defense. And he's going to get your buckets. And half of the time, you're going to wonder where he is on the court.
Tonight, Leroy, on DAZN pay-per-view, Ryan Garcia returns to the ring after a much disgraced exit where he beat Devin Haney and then was suspended for juicing.
We got that money, though.
He did. Then I think he lost some money. He takes on Rolly Romero in his return to the ring. Tickle your fancy?
Yeah, it does, because I want to see what, like, there's a lot surrounding this dude.
Tickled.
You don't know how committed it is. You don't know what his game plan was. You know, maybe he just did it. You know what I mean?
You just
don't know. He's a wild card.
He's fighting on the same card as Devin Haney, who also makes his return to the ring against Jose Ramirez. And by the way, this card is taking place in the middle of Times Square.
Outdoors?
Yep.
What's going on?
Huh.
Also,
where are they going to pull this off?
Yeah, that's strange.
I'm just trying to think. How are they?
I think they have a canopy over the ring.
Yeah.
But
used to do in Vegas.
Mm-hmm. And that's what they're doing. They're doing it in New York.
But keep in mind, the guy still flew in for Tyson. Was it Tyson Holyfield?
The helicopter man?
Yeah.
Wasn't that Big Daddy Bo? I thought that was Holyfield Big Daddy Bo.
It could have been. It could have been.
You also got Teofimo Lopez, who's been training down here in Miami, taking on Arnold Barboza Jr. for Teofimo's WBO junior welterweight title. Pretty stacked card tonight.
I was just getting ready to say that. That sounds like a pretty strong card to be on Friday night.
It is a pretty stacked card. Well, there's a reason they're on Friday night, Leroy, because tomorrow, Canelo Alvarez returns to the ring.
Hey, it's like clockwork, Cinco de Mayo, baby.
He's taking on William Skull.
Never heard of him.
The undisputed middleweight championship. Skull picked up the IBF belt. This is for Canelo to get back that belt that he dropped, even though he's basically the undisputed champion already.
Why did he drop it? It's weird how they drop belts.
He just didn't feel like fighting who they wanted him to fight. He's like, nah, I'm not going to fight that guy. And so I'll fight your next guy. And that's how this guy got the belt. And then the thought is, after this, he TCBs on Mr. Skull. Then, of course, we should be getting Terrence Crawford on September.
Okay.
That will be...
Okay.
How big will that fight be?
Huge.
Is this... Do you know anything about this other guy? Is this another cupcake opponent?
I think a lot of people are like, just... Canelo should TCB. Like, yeah. Take care of him. Like, I don't... No disrespect. Like, the guy's fine, but I don't... Nobody is looking forward to this fight. It's just the show is Canelo. Like, it's... And it's in Saudi Arabia. Ah. Like, this is supposed to be Canelo because he just signed with the ring, Turki Alashik. And so the part of the deal was this fight in Saudi. And then we have the Terrence Crawford fight coming up in September, which is supposed to be, I believe, the first Dana White produced TKO main event. Like, that's supposed to be his dipping his toe into the boxing world. And a really tough sell for Dana White.
Canelo gets what? 50, 100 million for this?
For this one?
Oh, for this one? For the next one? I don't know. I imagine so. I imagine a ton of dough. I'll look that up and see if I can find it. I don't know what the exact number he's going to get is. But I imagine it's going to be a lot of cash. Anyway, Canelo Alvarez fighting some dude you never heard of? Tickle your fancy?
No, not really.
If I'm not tickled.
My fancy is tickled by tonight's card. Not as much tomorrow, even though I really like watching Canelo fight.
He's good.
He always gives you like a couple of rounds of hope that the other guy's going to win, right? Remember when we went to the last fight last year when he fought Munguia?
Yep.
They were cheering for Munguia. Doo-doo! Take a knee. Canelo. Am I lying to him? They just switched.
It was a house money fight. I mean, it was Mexican versus Mexican. So
they just switched. I'm like, wow.
Anyway.
So I'm not interested in Saturday. Even though I like watching Canelo fight, if I'm going to watch fighting or I'm going to watch the fight game, it'll be tonight. I like tonight's card better.
All right. Fair enough, Leroy. I understand that. That's the way I kind of lean too. I'll still check out both of them. And then Naoya Inoue is going to be fighting as well this weekend on Sunday. So a packed weekend of fights. I got to find out what the Chili Peppers are on this.
Who's that Sunday fight?
Naoya Inoue, who is the Japanese, the monster.
Oh, the monster. Yeah.
Hey. Never gets a fight name wrong. Right.
He's minus 10,000.
What?
Never gets a fight name wrong.
The monster's minus? Oh, wait. That means he's favored, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Minus 10,000.
Yeah, okay.
Gonna have to pick by round if you want to make some dough.
Jeez. That's fun.
So is he just one of those guys that's always in attack mode?
Oh, he's so much fun.
You can't be nicknamed the monster and tap move, right?
Oh my god, he's so much fun. Everyone, you remember who we fought? You know, remember we talked to dude who wore the Tim's, Stephen Fulton?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's his only loss. He lost to the monster.
Oh, he lost to the monster?
Yeah. The monster.
Our guy in Tim's, they didn't give him no respect.
They didn't. They didn't give him any respect. And that was
he did that work.
But this fight is breaking news from Shams. This fight is Inoue's first fight in America. That's why this is a big deal. It's on Sunday. It's going to be in Las Vegas. Wow. He typically fights like Tuesdays at like 9 in the morning here in Japan.
29-0 with 26 knockouts?
Dude, he's so much fun. And that's on ESPN too, so you guys get that free.
I'll kick. I'm gonna watch that.
Hey, listen, I gotta see this.
Yeah, he's good. He is good. And finally, Leroy, we have. Not finally. We have. We said Kentucky Derby. We're taken by the fancy by the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah. We always kick the tires on.
My fancy is tickled. This weekend. A lot of fun stuff to gamble on this weekend
for sure.
We have tomorrow, Game 7. Clippers Nuggets. Tickle your fancy?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
My fancy is tickled.
Wouldn't it be something if Harden went out and scored a 50 burger?
In a Game 7, James Harden.
It's not going to happen.
Doing something good. Crazy.
He was good yesterday, but no, I don't think that's going to happen.
Game 7, man. No way he's going to do that. Light's too bright.
He's gonna be
that Western Conference is brutal, right?
Yeah, it is.
It is brutal.
It's brutal.
Another reason LeBron should leave the West.
You know what? Is the Western Conference in basketball like the Eastern Conference in hockey? Like, it's brutal.
West is good in hockey, too.
Is it? Okay.
Hunter says, Tobes, if you were on the Panthers, you'd be Carter Verhoeghe.
Oh, pretty good.
Thanks.
Compliment.
Finally, Leroy, the Miami Grand Prix, F1. Does that tickle your fancy?
Yes, I like watching it for one reason.
My fancy is tickled.
I worked around that stadium. We all have.
Mm-hmm.
We seen naked old ladies crossing the street over there. And every time I watch, every year I watch, I am amazed at how cars can go through that area at 150, 180 miles an hour. It's amazing to me. Like, if you ever been in that area, you have to be careful when you drive. And there's Formula One cars hauling tail.
Man. All right. Thank you. That is tickling my fancy. We got a little breaking news here, Leroy.
What we got?
Ooh.
Greg Popovich. Not retiring, but he is stepping down. He is no longer the head coach of the San Antonio Spurs and is transitioning full time to team president.
Okay, hold on. Okay, hold your horses. All 19 lined up for the 22 Kentucky Derby. How is it that Michael Malone, Greg Popovich, all of these coaches are getting the boot or getting the hints?
Popovich isn't getting the boot. He's been dealing with health issues.
Yes, but he's getting the hint that the game maybe has passed him.
No, he can't be traveling all over the country. He had a stroke.
For sure. But he could try to hold some sort of weird position. He's just letting it go past him.
I promise you this.
Eric Spoelstra.
If Pop was healthy.
Yeah.
And he's pretty old, dude.
Yes, he is.
And he was able to withstand all the work in it, he would still be the coach. They would never run Pop out.
Is this just one of your? Is this just to get to your stupid plan? Is this what you want to do?
I'm just saying. Everyone else seems to be comfortable moving on to the next chapter, but the Miami Heat.
We don't know. Okay, first of all, hold on. We don't know that they're not moving on to another chapter. We don't know that. Okay, we can find out tomorrow. Pat Riley's retiring, and they do the same thing. We don't know that, Marcos.
All right,
but you keep doing this thing where you want to take Eric. Do you want to tell people the name of your plan?
Oh yeah, Quinn for the win. This is what you do. Chris Quinn has been on the sidelines sharpening.
Did you just call him Quiz
Quinn?
Quiz Quinn.
Quiz.
You did. Run it back.
Okay, well, I'm not going to expose myself. Maybe Dane South could do that. But
I thought the operation you said was Operation Kick Him Upstairs. I thought that's what you're referring to.
Chris Quinn takes over. We get this guy upstairs. He can learn. He can do all the video stuff. He really is a video guy at heart. So you just review the tape. That's what he loves to do, except for reviewing calls during the game, because God forbid he challenges. Anyway, it's time for everyone to understand the Eric Spoelstra era as a coach is over. Let's just
we don't know that it's over. Just please stop saying that. Please stop saying that. He is 20 years younger than Greg Popovich.
Look at all these other good coaches, though, that have either moved on or gotten the boot. Because
and look at the new coach like J.J. Redick, who just got exposed as a bum.
Okay. Well, this guy's, yeah, I mean, yeah, that guy sucks. Nothing you can do about that. But, you know, how many of these coaches that were
Take you serious, Marcos. I cannot take you serious because you talk like a five-year-old and said Quiz Quinn.
Quiz. Well, Quissy boy really needs to make his way to the head coaching position. It's time to move on from Spoelstra. Everyone else is doing it. How come the Heat are still... The Heat are like, yeah, call me on my house phone. We'll go to Blockbuster this weekend. Meanwhile, everyone's Netflix on digital. It's time for the Heat to, you know...
Yeah, but they're going to be the same. Like, I get what you're saying, and I understand the people who like are like, oh, it's time to, you know, for Pat to step away, which I don't agree with. I mean, if he wants to, good for Pat, but I don't think it's like the game has passed him by. But like, the Heat aren't going to change that much. Like, everything is going to stay in-house.
Correct.
Like, they're not gonna go and hire Michael Malone to be the head coach.
Fine.
Yeah, they're not leaving the organization. Even if Spo were to leave, they're not leaving the organization to find a new coach.
Look, everyone looks at Miami, and no one wants to play nice with Pat Riley anymore. If you're a superstar, you don't want to be called out by the Godfather. And everyone looks at Spoelstra. Yeah, they respect him, but those that play for him think he's a little stubborn. You heard what Bam said. I was asking for him to play Khalil Ware. We all were asking for him to play Khalil Ware. Yes, small ball was great during the time of LeBron and no center, but times have changed. That small ball thing doesn't work anymore. Time to keep going.
Tisk 86 said it perfectly. Are we taking advice from a guy who won't wear the boot cast because it's the wrong color?
I mean, come on. You got to have swag if you're going to have a boot.
I think the real reason is because he didn't steal it from a dead guy.
I was eyeing a couple boots at the hospital yesterday.
By the way, what did you send us? Are you going to a shoe convention? Is that what you're going to?
I'm not going, but they exist. I'm telling you, people purchase their shoes this way. There's a whole secondhand market.
Stunt and they're expensive, right?
Yeah, too expensive.
Stunt Steve says, everyone knows Spo is stubborn. That's not a secret.
No, I would agree. He is stubborn.
Correct. He is. First of all, a lot of coaches are stubborn. And, you know, I have a hard time believing at this age, Eric Spoelstra is going to be burnt out. Like, I think he was kind of asked about that by Ira. And Ira was like, hey, you know, want to know your energy level? How would you rate your season? And his immediate answer was, I'm not going to rate anything.
Yeah. You know.
Well, I mean, listen. This season will go down as some of the most epic mistakes we've ever seen him make.
Of course.
And it all started with the timeout.
That was crazy.
Right. Which, like, you can read into it what you want. Maybe his mind was somewhere else. Maybe he wasn't. Like, I don't know. Like, things are starting to get to him.
Well, that was the thing that was crazy about that. That was really before all the drama kicked up. Like, right. That was early in the season. Should have been a sign.
I know he's young, but
we weren't treating Detroit like the Detroit is now.
Yeah.
We were treating them like Detroit who can't win a game. So that's why it stung even more before we realized Detroit was halfway decent.
I think, yes, he's young, younger than a lot of other coaches, but he's had already 30 years in the game. He dealt with the Big Three era. He's dealt with the pressure of Heat culture. He's gone through some personal things. He's dealt with the Jimmy Butler. I think he's burnt out, man. I think he just needs
the only way.
Some extra offseason to freshen up.
The only way I see that happening, Marcos, if I'm going to actually entertain what you're saying, which I don't like.
You should. All the crap we have to entertain with you. Hear me out. And you can't entertain with Frog Way.
Yeah.
He's ridiculous. Listen.
How are you? This is what I mean by you being a fence hopper. Like 30 seconds ago, you were against this take, and now all of a sudden you want to entertain it?
No, I am.
Don't listen to him, Leroy.
Wait. I'm not saying I'm entertaining it. I'm saying with all the ridiculousness you've been talking today, you got to at least entertain it, even if you don't agree with it.
I didn't entertain ridiculousness. There's reports out there that LeBron isn't going back to the Lakers, and you want to dismiss it because I think, like, hey, would he go back to Miami? I don't think it's that crazy. And then J.J. Redick's out here, shocking as it may be, blaming other people for his failures and fat shaming Luka, who, by the way, hasn't signed a contract extension. If you think that's nothing, that's okay. Continue to be an ostrich and bury your head in the sand, dude. That's fine.
I love the way you degrade or demean people that don't have your take. Oh, if you just want to ignore the facts, go ahead. Ignore the facts. I'm not doing it.
That's how you are, though.
Like,
that's good.
Do you understand? I get it. But all of your hot takes always seem to benefit the Heat.
No, not benefit. Just observing. Anyway, I'll tell you how I'll entertain Marcus's take next.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.